It is not the sparks caused by our difference that haunt me, but the brimstone of those bent on assimilation and annihilation. I have felt the template on my flesh. I have seen the wounded and the scalded, and I am not persuaded that if we look alike, God will love us more. I believe God loves the languages of those struggling to speak, the words embedded in our flesh of every shape and hue. And I believe God blesses every space where we are welcomed to speak with tongues of fire and hear with hearts of flame.
This morning's scripture lesson is from one of the many letters written by Paul in our Bible. Paul, there's hardly a whistle stop in the Mediterranean world that he didn't visit. He planted churches the way Johnny Appleseed planted trees. And whenever he had 10 minutes to spare, he wrote a letter. He bullied, he coaxed, he comforted, he cursed, he bared his soul. He reminisced, he complained, he theologized, he inspired, he exalted. Punch drunk and Christ drunk, he tried to keep in touch with everybody. Colossians 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints of the faithful brothers and sisters in Christ at Colossae. Grace to you and peace from God, our parent. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other, just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves in love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in that one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom. And with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. I, Paul, write these things, greeting with my own hand. Remember my chains. Grace be with you. These are our sacred stories.
Thanks be to God.
We'll pre-curtain talk about this song. This song's been kind of going, I've been hearing this song recently at the beginning of the year. And the version that kind of struck me was the Staple Singers version of this song, not necessarily the Stephen Stills version of this song. And what's interesting also is that the song was written in 1967 before the kind of turbulent 1968, so it was a very prophetic song. Something happened round here, what it is, it ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I've got to beware. Stop, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds, getting so much resistance from behind. You better stop. What's that sound? Everybody looks what's going down. What a field day for the heat. 1,000 people in the streets, singing songs and carrying signs, mostly saying hooray for our sides.
You better stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. Starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, man will take you away. You better stop, what's that sound? Everybody looks what's going down. Stop, what's that sound? Stop.
On Sunday, August 2, 1992, Covenant Baptist Church in Houston, Texas, unanimously approved the following statement. Covenant Baptist Church has chosen in the past to be a cooperative member in the Southern Baptist Convention, SBC, because we uphold the SBC's preeminent affirmation that the local congregation must follow the leadership of God as God instructs through the scriptures. That instruction is personal, often private, and is affirmed and challenged by the congregation in corporate worship and the collective quest for God's purposes. At the 1992 annual meeting of the SBC, a majority of messengers abandoned the historic Baptist principle of autonomy of the local congregation by agreeing to a test of fellowship. For the past 10 years, the SBC has been eroding Baptist principles, priesthood of the believer, separation of church and state, freedom and tolerance. At the same time, the SBC has adopted positions that refuse to recognize the gifts women bring to the service of God. While we differed from the majority on all of those positions, we remain in the SBC because those decisions did not bind us. We recognize the right of others to hold opinions different from ours and respect the autonomy of those congregations. The actions of the 1992 convention, however, radically changed the relationship between the local congregation and the SBC. Therefore, Covenant Baptist Church hereby sadly chooses to discontinue its association with the SBC. Because of our longstanding beliefs, and through our ongoing association with the American Baptist Churches USA, Covenant will continue to bear the name Baptist. We will also continue to name ourselves Baptists in honor of those who have fought for religious freedom and against persecution and control by a religious hierarchy. Covenant Baptist Church affirms the sanctity, dignity, and equality of human beings and the value of all life in the universe. We welcome persons of all racial and ethnic heritage, all sexual orientations, and all faith perspectives to our Christian community. We stand for each individual's right to worship God and to respond to God's call to ministry in her or his own understanding of God's all-encompassing love.
Dear co-laborers for justice, we write to you on the eve of a new academic year with the August 12, 2017 events in Charlottesville reverberating in our hearts. These events remind us of the necessity and urgency of the educational and vocational work we undertake together here. Colossians 3. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another. And if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other, just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you must also forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. What does it mean to clothe ourselves in love? Paul's call in this letter to his community echoes across the years as a call to gospel truth-telling and truth-embodying in our times. In the beginning, God spoke creation into being. Later, God's word became flesh in Jesus. When we say yes to God's call, we say yes to living God's love and truth in our flesh. And what textures and colors do we choose to wrap ourselves when we say yes to God's call? Authentic, gospel-infused love and peace are birthed in the womb of gospel truth and are enfleshed in us and wrapped around our words and actions when we become insistent and persistent gospel truth tellers. The clothing of love is also woven through and through with threads of lament. Our vitality as people and communities of faith is energized by our capacity to be vulnerable to the truth of the gospel, truth that often turns our attitudes and assumptions about ourselves, our neighbors, and our world upside down. Gospel truth demands to be heard today. Truth that speaks up and speaks out about how pervasive and life-denying systemic racism and other injustices are in our world. Our denouncements of the white supremacist rally in Charlottesville and the violence that it ignited have to be accompanied by a persistent determination to keep speaking the truth and say no to racism and hatred by calling them out and naming them wherever we encounter them, even and perhaps especially when we encounter them within ourselves. We are called to unite together as God's people, to speak and embody in our actions the truth that white supremacy is all of it, in all of its forms, is an evil contradiction of the gospel and of God's love. This is the gospel call for our times, to clothe ourselves in love and then go out into the world with courage, chanting, singing, speaking, and embodying God's love. Grace and peace to you all.
An Open Letter to the South by Langston Hughes. White workers of the South, miners, farmers, mechanics, mill hands, shop girls, railway men, servants, tobacco workers, sharecroppers, greetings.
I am the black worker, listen, that the land might be ours, and the mines, and the factories, and the office towers at Harlem, Richmond, Gastonia, Atlanta, New Orleans, that the plants and the roads and the tools of power be ours. Let us forget what Booker T. said, separate as the fingers.
Let us become instead, you and I, one single hand that can united rise to smash the old dead dogmas of the past, to kill the lies of color that keep the rich enthroned, and drive us to the time clock and the plow, helpless, stupid, scattered, and alone as now, race against race, because one is black, another white of face.
Let us new lessons learn, all workers, new life ways make, one union form. Until the future burns out every past mistake, let us together say, you are my brother, black or white, you, my sister, now, today. For me, no more the great migration to the north. Instead, migration into force and power. Tuskegee with a new flag on the tower. On every lynching tree, a poster crying, free. Because, oh, poor white workers, you have linked your hands with me.
We did not know that we were brothers. Now we know. Out of that brotherhood, let power grow. We did not know that we were strong. Now we see in union lies our strength. Let unions be the force that breaks the time clock, smashes misery.
Takes land.
Takes factories.
Takes office towers.
Takes tools and banks and mines.
Railroads.
Ships.
And dams.
Until the forces of the world are ours.
White worker,
here is my hand.
A letter to Woody Guthrie found in the Woody Guthrie archives, dated November 27th, 1956. Dear Woody, I just got back from 3 months of one-night stands all across Canada, down the West Coast, and then through Detroit, Chicago, and so on, back home. Sang an awful lot of your songs and met a lot of your friends. A miner in British Columbia, an auto worker in Detroit, a preacher down in Kansas City, they all asked after you. I was cited for contempt of Congress this summer because I declined to discuss what I considered my private American opinions and feelings on matters of religion, philosophy, and politics. This citation didn't matter to most of the people I sang for. Occasionally there was an argument or discussion, but that's good. America hasn't seen enough good arguments in the past few years. Alan Lomax writes from England that he may be able to come back to the USA next spring. And I sure hope so. He's been away too long. It'll take a while to recognize all the things that have happened since he's been gone. Do you have a guitar now? Harold Leventhal told me he would take care of that. And what are your visiting days now? I'm going to be around here for a couple of months now, and I'd like to get down to see you, swap some songs and other ideas, and see what all you've been writing. Sounds mighty interesting. No, don't worry about Toshi and me in jail. I feel mighty optimistic about the future. Anyway, we're all just links in a chain. And the important thing is not to be a long link, but rather a strong link. There's lots of kids around the country who will pick up what we can teach them and add a lot more to it. Like the song said, I only wish I could live 1,000 years to see how it turns out. Well, bless you for thinking of us, and I'll see you soon, your friend and student, Pete.
A letter from E.B. White to a Mr. Nadeau, sent March 30th, 1973. Dear Mr. Nadeau, as long as there is one upright man, as long as there is one compassionate woman, the contagion may spread and the scene is not desolate. Hope is the thing that is left to us in a bad time. I shall get up Sunday morning and wind the clock as a contribution to order and steadfastness. Sailors have an expression about the weather. They say the weather is a great bluffer. I guess the same is true of our human society. Things can look dark, but then a break shows in the clouds and all is changed, sometimes rather suddenly. It is quite obvious that the human race has made a queer mess of life on this planet. But as people, we probably harbor seeds of goodness that have lain for a long time waiting to sprout when the conditions are right. Man's curiosity, his relentlessness, his inventiveness, his ingenuity have led him into deep trouble. We can only hope that these same traits will enable him to claw his way out. Hang on to your hat, hang on to your hope, and wind the clock. For tomorrow is another day.
If I can help somebody as they pass along, if I can cheer somebody with a word or a song, if I can show somebody that they're traveling wrong, then my living will not be in vain. If I can do my duty as a Christian ought, if I can show salvation to the world he wrought, if I can spread the message that the Master taught, then my living will not be in vain. Doesn't really matter most of the deeds I've done. Doesn't really matter the prizes I may have won. I'd like for somebody to tell me that I love someone when I have to meet my day. And then the crawl for justice I help somebody run. And then the walk for the hungry I fed someone. March for peace till I play the drum when I have to meet my day. And then the crawl for justice I help somebody run. And then the walk for the hungry I fed someone. And then the march for peace till I play the drum when I have to meet my day.
Okay, easiest invitation ever, because Vince wrote it. I had long ago left behind the creeds of virgin birth and physical resurrection, etc. A good friend who was a lay theologian suggested that before I gave up on regular church participation, that I try a small congregation in Houston's Museum District. I did. I liked what I saw. I liked what I heard. I liked what I felt. Think of me as your lay theologian.